News now from AM 550, FM 99.9, WSAU.
Good morning. I'm Chris Conley with a web news update from WSAU, AM at FM, and WSAU.com. The man accused of murdering his wife last Thursday is due in court today.
46-year-old William Rambo is expected in court for an initial appearance before Price County Judge Douglas Fox. He's accused of stabbing his wife multiple times, causing her death. 37-year-old Dawn Rambo died at Flambeau Hospital. Police were called to the 2nd Avenue house by neighbors reporting a disturbance. When they arrived, police discovered the victim and transported her as an emergency rescue since officers believed she couldn't wait for an ambulance. Battery and disorderly conduct charges were filed against Rambo for incidents that happened Thursday, but murder charges are still being prepared. I'm Larry Lee, WSAU News.
A missing teenager from Mosinee returned home on her own after being missing for about 2 weeks. Jessica Cole's family reported her missing October 10th. She came back Saturday afternoon. Local police were hesitant to call this a missing persons case. They said there was no indication that she was in danger or that there was foul play. Coles called her family from outside a store in Stevens Point on the day she was last seen and told her mother that she'd be all right, but she didn't provide any details about where she'd be. Police aren't giving us more information except to say that the family has been reunited. The issue of drunk driving in Wisconsin is going to get more attention in the coming weeks. State Rep. Jim Otter, Republican from Mequon, chairs the Assembly Judiciary Committee. They are considering several bills that would increase penalties.
We do have a drunk driving problem in Wisconsin. There's too many impaired drivers on our roads. The reason I say that, we can look at the number of arrests, the number of convictions, and more importantly, the number of alcohol-related crashes that we have and some of the outrageous situations.
We average more than 200 alcohol-related fatalities a year in Wisconsin. A man charged with an eighth OWI will enter a plea in Marathon County Court later today. 28-year-old Cole Knapp reached a plea agreement with prosecutors, but we won't know the specifics until his court appearance. He was pulled over May 12th on Grand Avenue in Rothschild and admitted to police that he'd been drinking and then tried to flee on foot. He was caught a short distance later. Knapp has been in jail since then, unable to post $15,000 bond. A proposal to tinker with the state elections watchdog agency. Proposed legislation would double the number of nominees that the governor could consider for the Government Accountability Board. Jay Heck from Wisconsin Common Cause says the board is working fine the way it is.
The board has made decisions that I think have equally antagonized both Republicans and Democrats. It is something that really doesn't need to be fixed with regard to the composition of the six-member board.
Those six members are all retired state judges. President Obama is consulting our allies about a possible response to alleged chemical weapons use in Syria. Obama spoke with France's president on Sunday, hours after Syria allowed the UN to investigate the Damascus suburbs believed to be the site of a chemical attack. At least six people have been killed after a cargo train derailed in a remote part of Mexico yesterday. The train is used by would-be migrants hitching rides towards the U.S. border. Images from the scene show eight of the 12 cars jumping the tracks and overturning. Here's our News Channel 7 Weather Authority forecast with meteorologist Mark Holley.
Showers and storms this morning, mainly across the Northwoods and north of Highway 29. Otherwise, hazy, hot, and humid, high of 91. Tonight, down to 73. Tomorrow, also chance for showers and storms, mainly in the morning. A few of those storms could be strong. High tomorrow, though, of 92. Hazy, hot, and humid once again. Then we stay hot and muggy on Wednesday with a high of 89. With the News Channel 7 Weather Authority forecast, I'm meteorologist Mark Highland, AM 550, FM 99.9, WSAU.
There's a heat advisory up for much of the western part of the state, and we are already off to a warm and muggy start. We have hour-by-hour temperatures and the real-time weather radar at WSAU.com/weather. I'm Chris Conley, WSAU News.